The Republican-led House Judiciary Committee is asking the EU to explain how it enforces its Digital Markets Act, or DMA, a law that regulates the world's biggest online platforms. The committee said it is trying to determine if foreign laws discriminate against American companies to insulate European rivals from competition. In a letter to a senior member of the European Commission, Chairman Jim Jordan and Subcommittee Chairman Scott Fitzgerald wrote the law imposes burdensome regulations which give European companies an advantage. European regulations like the DMA will hurt consumers and stifle innovation, the lawmakers wrote. Certain innovative products and services offered by American companies will not be released in the EU or are being restricted because of the DMA and other European laws and regulations. The Digital Markets Act took effect in November 2022 after being approved by the European Commission. It applies to what the EU describes as gatekeepers that have significant influence on online markets, including Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Booking.com, Meta, and Microsoft. It creates rules for data, advertising, and digital services. Fines for violations are up to 10% of the company's worldwide revenue for a first offense, or up to 20% for repeated offenses. These severe fines appear to have two goals: to compel businesses to follow European standards worldwide, and as a European tax on American companies, Jordan and Fitzgerald wrote. An EU Commission spokesperson said they received the letter and will respond. A spokesperson also said in a statement, "The Digital Markets Act applies equally to all large digital actors operating in the EU single market, irrespective of their place of incorporation or of their controlling shareholders, to ensure a safe, fair, and level playing field in the EU." President Trump signed a memorandum Friday that stated he is considering actions including tariffs in response to EU laws, including the DMA. Trump called those types of laws extortion. The White House said the president will not allow foreign governments to appropriate America's tax base for their own benefit.